This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. European foreign ministers urge Turkey to open its border to Syrian refugees. EU officials meeting in the Netherlands urged Ankara to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians arrived this week, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said Saturday that support for Turkey is intended to help the country handle the influx of refugees.
The support that the European Union is providing to Turkey, among others, is aimed exactly at guaranteeing that Turkey has the means, the instruments, the resources to protect and to host people that are seeking asylum.
Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said outside the meeting that his country will keep what he called an open-door policy for people fleeing aggression from the Syrian government. However, the main border crossing near the Turkish city of Kilis remains shut. Refugees are being sent to camps on the Syrian side. The humanitarian group Mercy Corps says getting any help to Aleppo is next to impossible. Dalia Al-Awqati, Mercy Corps' director of programs for northern Syria, says the main route to the city is cut because Syrian government forces actually hold parts of the road. She says that even moving closer to the Turkish border is no guarantee of safety.
We have seen airstrikes very close to the border. We've seen a very high risk to civilians, of course, and then also to humanitarian aid workers as they try to perform their duties.
Thousands of refugees have fled Aleppo towards Turkey in the past few days. Many have settled in one of eight camps near Bab al-Salam. This is VOA News. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have adopted a roadmap to promote direct peace talks between the Afghan government and the Afghan Taliban. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Opening the meeting, Pakistan's advisor to the Prime Minister on Foreign Affairs, Sartaj Aziz, said all parties should try to bring the maximum number of Taliban to the table.
This will contribute to imparting a momentum to the process, offering incentive of political mainstreaming of the insurgent groups and gradually shrink the space for the irreconcilables.
The Afghan Taliban, on the other hand, called the statement a one-sided affair, which would not produce any results. They told VOA they would not end the war until foreign forces withdrew from the country. The next meeting of the group will be on February 23rd in Kabul. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Somali authorities have detained at least five people for questioning over a mid-flight explosion aboard a passenger plane this week that killed one person and wounded two others. Somalia's aviation minister confirmed the arrests Saturday and said the explosion that ripped a hole in the side of the Dalo Airlines Airbus Tuesday was caused by a bomb, not by mechanical failure. The blast forced the pilot to make an emergency landing about 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage early Sunday, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan. Authorities say the 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 17 people. Taiwan's official central news agency said nearly 500 people were injured and more than 150 others were still missing early Sunday. Taiwan is often rattled by earthquakes, but most of them are minor. A 1999 quake, however, killed more than 2,300 people. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls have another debate in New Hampshire in just over an hour, less than 3 days before the northeastern U.S. state's primary election. Billionaire real estate tycoon Donald Trump is taking the stage after finishing second in the Iowa caucuses February 1st. Caucus winner Senator Ted Cruz of Texas finished ahead of Trump, who barely finished ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Ohio Governor John Kasich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson will also take part in the debate. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have no more debates until the primary. Clinton barely edged Sanders in Iowa. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.